Let's open in our Bibles to Mark's Gospel, chapter 13. And as you're turning there, I'd like to share just one last detail for you. Mark chapter 13, and as you're turning there, you're going to the largest and longest and most replete sermon our Lord Jesus Christ preached, recorded in the Gospel of Mark. And I think it's very fitting what Christ emphasized when he had the longest message in this Gospel. And as I studied and read and looked at it this week, I realized that the threads of the warnings that Christ gives here are recorded by every single one of the gospel and epistle writers of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul, the Apostle John, the Apostle Peter, and also Luke in his writings, Matthew in his writings, all emphasized, along with the brother of our Lord, James, and his other brother, Jude, the encroachment upon this new group of believers by the wolves, by the apostates, by those who would infiltrate the church and seek to corrupt it from within, not from without, but from inside. And Jesus Christ warns of this, and I want to read to you the two verses we're going to look at this morning and then get a running start into it. But verse 5 says this, "And Jesus began to say to them, 'See to it that no one misleads you.'" Obviously, he's warning them about something that could happen. And he said, "This is what could happen. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and will mislead many." And then look over at verse 21. "And then if anyone says to you, 'Behold, here is the Christ,' or 'Behold, he is there,' do not believe him." Verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders." Now, isn't that interesting? Jesus himself said that there are going to be a group of people on this planet that are going to be able to do signs and wonders. What are those? Well, biblically speaking, those are miraculous events. Supposed raisings from the dead, supposed fire coming from heaven, supposed works of nature and wondrous things. And he doesn't say that they will deceived by doing false ones. It says that they will actually be doing and showing signs and wonders in order, verse 22 continues, "if possible, to lead the elect astray." But here's the remedy. "But take heed," verse 23, "behold, I have told you everything in advance." Don't be surprised if you hear about people on earth that are doing signs and wonders. That does not mean that God is sanctioning what they're doing. Throughout the entire history of the world, there have been people who, through Satan's power, have been able to do wonders. Have you read the plagues of Egypt lately? As Moses threw down his